Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Oh yeah, the sound check is done. And we take the stage. Good morning. We're here to pump you up. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're going to make Mondays great together. Are you ready? It is 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Wow. President Trump. He wants to reopen the government. Of course he does. He is working hard to see what he can do to fund SNAP. The Democrats try to put him under pressure. Yeah, kids are starving. It's all your fault. First of all, it is Chuckie Schumer's shutdown. Fact.
Yep.
Okay? Second of all, Trump turned that attack into a, it would be my honor to provide funding. I just have to make sure legally that that's within the bounds, that I can do that. That's all. So win-win, once again. But, you know, he's so busy. He's been flying around. He's making deals with other countries. He's building great relationships. He's, you know, peace and prosperity is here. He is working the tariffs effectively and efficiently. And just great things are happening. But apparently, he's even busier than we knew about.
Real.
Apparently, he has got time to also rig the election.
Wow.
Yeah.
He is a busy guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Who knew? I'm surprised he didn't tell us about it.
Because, you know, you know, an election that involves a couple of hundred million people, I mean, that's a, that's a tall task.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's got help. It was Sunday. It was NBC's Meet the Press. Oh, Governor Gavin Newsom.
Oh,
that's the guy. Accused Trump of attempting to rig the 2026 midterm elections. Wait a second. First of all, they say that, you know, Trump is an authoritarian.
Right.
And it, and Trump won't do anything that doesn't benefit him. They say things like that, which we know are hilarious.
Yeah.
So he wants to rig the midterm election when he's not even on the ballot. He's not running. Who's he rigging it for? Someone else? Come on. That's not Trump. I thought it was all about him.
Yeah. That's what they tell us.
Yeah. Newsom said, this is a historically unpopular president. Why do they keep saying that? I mean, a divided, you know, love him or hate him kind of thing.
Sure.
I see that. But
yeah.
not historically unpopular. I'm not sure what he bases that on.
Yeah, I think AOC, she got the same memo. She was saying stuff like that. I'm like, what are you talking about?
He said his policies are even more unpopular than the president himself. His policies?
Okay.
Peace in the Middle East, that's a pretty good policy. Ending the war between Israel and Hamas?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty good.
Gas prices, economy.
Inflation,
yeah.
Way down.
If you're a Democrat, you don't like him having those policies, maybe.
But even Democrats, they don't want, most of them, they don't want biological males playing in female sports, right?
Okay, maybe if you're a Democrat politician, you don't like him doing any of those things.
Oh, yeah, like Governor Newsom.
Yeah.
I don't think he speaks for a lot of people, but maybe he believes that he does. Oh, also, what about secure borders and sending the worst of the worst out of our country? Again, one of his policies. So what is he talking about? His policies are even more unpopular than the president himself. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that. Mm-mm. In every category, he's underwater. And, do you go out of the house much, Newsom? I mean, other than go to that French laundromat dinner cafe, whatever it is.
Oh, the one he was at during COVID
when he closed the rest of the state completely down?
Yeah, but somehow he's blasting Trump for, you know, being at big dinners and events while everything's going on with the
Well, he also allowed Nancy Pelosi to get her hair done.
Yeah, it didn't help.
He's like, I thought she was going in for plastic surgery. How could I deny that? But anyway.
Wow.
He goes on about Trump, and he's the guy who promised to make us wealthier and healthier. We are poorer and sicker. Really?
Okay. All right.
The stock market is history one day after another. Now, I'm a little afraid it's doing so well, but and to say, oh, that's only, you know, rich people, that's a joke. We know that most people's retirement is tied to Wall Street, their 401k, et cetera. And what's he talking about? Making healthier? Yeah, I think we are. We're paying attention more to what we put into our bodies. I don't know where he comes up with all this. He said across the board, people are starting to realize, oh, not only is coffee more expensive, coffee. Oh, now, listen, we all need our coffee, but not as much as I need gas to get me to work, bozo.
Mm-hmm.
Beef is more expensive. The cost of an automobile is more expensive.
And that's Trump's fault somehow.
Right. When they forced automobile manufacturers to make electric cars.
And they lost billions of dollars?
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he said utilities and all the things that he promised to solve day one he hasn't solved. What?
Oh, my
God. This guy, his recklessness aside and his style aside, his substance, he hasn't delivered, and that's why we're here. Prop 50, because he knows he'll lose the midterms, and he's trying to rig the election before one vote is cast.
Wow.
This is a guy who very well could be the Democrat candidate for president.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes to the table with nothing. The only thing he comes to the table with is bashing Trump and his policies, which apparently shows how completely out of touch he is. That his policies are even more unpopular than he is as a president? I mean, honestly, take a step back. This goes beyond partisanship. This either he is really completely a fool and an idiot, or he's very good at being a pathological liar. But he can't be so dumb as to be that insulated, could he? I mean, it's possible. But I don't think the guy is like, he's not like a dope.
No, I think just a lefty liberal that's just doing whatever he can to move his way up the ladder.
But who would hear that message on Meet the Press? Who would hear that and go, wow, you know, I wasn't sure, but yeah, I guess Trump's not, I don't like him now because of what Gavin Newsom say. I don't like him now.
Yeah, right.
What in the world? Who is he speaking to? How does that generate any interest in your party whatsoever, that all you have is bash, 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 and you are the same people that protected a completely failing president who was mentally checked out? Really? Wow.
I lied about it.
Yeah, I know this guy's a jerk, but
he's
really, whatever. Keep going, Gavin. You're doing a great job. 616 News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here to pump you up, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 6:21, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Never miss a minute of the show. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, and you catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast.
I don't know, Bob, does it feel more like 7:21, though? Does your body clock feel like it's 7:21, but it's really 6:21?
Here's the deal. It's Monday, and Mondays always feel like Monday. I could get 12 and a half hours sleep. It still feels like Monday.
Okay,
I can get 4 hours of sleep. But Mondays are Mondays, and that's why, you know, we fake it till we make it
That's true.
And we pump you up, and we try to get you going. And then, while you're hard at work, I'm taking a nap on the couch. Yes.
Now you know how that works, right?
That's how that works. Uh-huh. Hey, Cam Little with a big kick.
Oh, man.
The Jags field goal kicker. Now, he was the one who hit a 70-yarder in preseason. Well, yesterday, he hit a 68-yarder, will stand as an NFL record. 68-yard field goal right before half. And what a game. It was like, boring! And then he kicked that, and then I go, this could be interesting.
Some attention for you.
And then it did. That was a game that started to rock and roll against the Raiders and ended up, with the Jags winning by 1 point in overtime. You had the Raiders go for two, and we knocked the pass down right there at the line, and it was tight. I can tell you that, but way to go, Jags, and way to go, Cam Little. He's got the record now, 68-yard field goal.
Well, it's kind of a weekend for, tight football games. So,
Oh, yes. Yes, it was. And tonight, the defending national champion, Florida Gator men's basketball team, takes to the hardwood. And they are playing tonight at 7 p.m. I believe it's a tournament out in Vegas. They take on Arizona. So, way to go. Yes, but speaking of Gators, Saturday, man, I got to tell you, Gators looked pretty decent. They really did, and they're playing a top-ranked team in Georgia, and the Gators were really within a blade of grass of actually winning that game. They really were. The pass at the end there, I feel like the Gators, that was a clean catch, but I know it was a tough call, and they ruled it, that I guess it hit the ground, and that just kind of took the wind out of their sails.
Mm-hmm. But some folks were looking at pictures of, a couple of scenarios in that game and thought that maybe one ruling went one way, one went the other. Was it really fair? I don't know.
No, it wasn't fair.
Well, I just thought it was
because the Gators lost.
Well, of course.
No, I thought that was a catch, but it's hard to be unbiased when you're biased.
Yeah.
But Georgia beat the Gators, and that game, anything can happen, Florida-Georgia, and it did. It was still overall was a pretty good game, 24-20.
Ouch.
Georgia beat him. Well, yep. Yeah,
it stings just a little bit. But that, you know, sometimes, I know it sounds bad to say, I guess, but sometimes even though you, air quotes here, lose the game, depending on the score and who you're playing, sometimes it's still, in a way, a win. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's, look, we knew that they had either the number one or number two most difficult schedule to begin with this
year.
Yes,
sure.
So you got to account for that. Mm-hmm. But I thought the play calling improved, at least more than slightly. I'd say it improved moderately. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we'll see what happens in the future and who the head coach is going to be. In the meantime, though, shut up! That's not me.
Yeah?
That's the Raging Cajun, James Carville.
Oh, okay.
Telling Hunter Biden. He literally said, shut the front door.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Huh. Yep. He simply needs to shut his mouth during an episode. It was a podcast, Politics War Room with Al Hunt. Hunt recalled a 24 event where Hunter became angry after former President Barack Obama helped his father off a stage. Hunt said, for God's sakes, he needed to be helped off the stage. He was a doddering old man. Hunt went on to say the Democrat Party has a lot of problems. Carville then added his thoughts. He said, yeah, and we'll talk about it in terms of Hunter Biden. Look, he did some really stupid stuff. Gosh darn things.
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
$50,000 a month from a Ukrainian energy company? Yeah. I mean, if he cared so much about his father, it looks like he wouldn't have done so much stuff to embarrass him. Yet this is the problem with translating from podcasts, where they let the words fly.
Built-in filter here is what you need.
Yeah. Getting him on the phone and whatever, and I don't criticize Biden for partnering his own son. I think that he was a target of malicious prosecution, but I think he was guilty of some stuff, okay? Oh. He wasn't like Chelsea Clinton or anything like that. he was not. He traded on his family name. But it would look like, after you've gone through all of that, you would do the simple thing and just shut the front door.
There you go.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, Carville gets it right.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
And that's one where,
and this one, we think so.
He probably do. And what about Senator Fetterman? This guy.
I like this guy more and more all the time.
I'm telling you, he.
Amazing.
It really is. I mean, I've joked about it for a while. I'm not making fun of anybody who's a victim of a stroke. That's not funny. But he had a stroke and he came back, to me, mentally better than he was before it.
Absolutely.
And maybe he had some. You know, maybe he was getting clogged up there. The cognition was a little, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And the stroke maybe actually kind of opened up some fresh blood flow.
I'm thinking.
To the cerebellum and other areas. During an interview aired on Saturday's broadcast of News Nation Prime, Senator John Fetterman responded to a question on California Governor Gavin Newsom, trying to shift to the center, if that's the right move for the party, by saying that everyone's going to be going into the middle. But Fetterman says, yeah, everybody's going to be going into the middle, but people forget that the internet exists and all the clips and all the outlandish things that they've said or they've done. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if they look Newsom up, he says a lot of this stuff is going to come back and bite him, and that everyone will have that problem.
Ooh, wow, nice.
6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks so much for having us along. Don't go anywhere. We've got a ton of stuff we want to get to this morning. It's Monday, and we're making it great on 97.3 The Sky. On another day in paradise, my friends. Welcome to it. Good morning. 6:39 right now. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. Hey. And yeah, it is. It's another day in paradise.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, had some fun. A Corchet. It, don't ask me why it's called that, but that is the costume that I wore to the Big AmVets Friday night party.
Basically, he's saying he ran around totally naked.
Well, you know, this basically, sort of. it's the human being without the skin, so right. It shows the musculature.
Yes.
And some people were asking, like, what is that? And after saying, you know, a crochet for, so you know, knowing they didn't know, because who knows that? Nobody knows that.
Yeah, we figured it out Friday.
Look, I'm just not comfortable in my own skin.
Wow.
Was that a good one? Does that deserve a... Thank you very much, everybody.
Yes, it does. You get one.
But the joke was totally on me initially.
Yeah.
I had it on backwards. I had it on backwards. This is supposed to be like a human being. So it shows like some skeletal musculature, and a nice, kind lady pointed out very early in the evening, which was nice.
Like, what was seriously, she pointing out
the fact that my parts of my body were reversed.
Yes.
She goes, that part
goes
is supposed to be that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you not notice she had a spine going down your chest?
You know, it's so weird. I did. I was just hoping that it wouldn't split, that the outfit wouldn't, you know what I mean? It was a little snug. And
I'm not asking
so
where.
So I was more, and why didn't Betsy notice it? You know? Well, Betsy's Betsy, but anyway.
At least in the pictures, it appeared that you had it on correctly. So yeah.
In one of the pictures that I posted, it did, and a couple others it didn't. But
really?
But that even it kind of adds to the fun because people are like, "How silly are you?" Whatever.
Yeah.
And then I thought about it. I'm like, because I had a mask. Like
I saw that. Yeah.
I had some Trump hair, but I had like a Jason mask.
There was a combo. Thing. You had a combo going on there.
And then I thought about it. I go, you know, I really should have kept the outfit backwards.
Yeah.
And just put the mask on the back of my head.
Yes.
Right?
And then you'd be just walking around backwards all
yes.
night.
Yes.
In people's appearance. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, your feet would have been
backwards.
That was
fun, but you didn't, well, you participated in festivities, but it was like on your front lawn.
Yeah, we just handed out candy for the kids. And
you didn't dress up?
No, not this year.
Just your regular face scary enough for the kids?
Well, I did put my teeth in, my vampire teeth. So sometimes when they would walk up, I'd go, take some candy, you know, and then my fangs would show.
Ooh.
Just for the fun of it. Yeah.
Just for the fun. Mm-hmm. Just to give the children a little trauma, for the fun of it.
And it was interesting because a couple of them, their eyes would get big because they weren't expecting it.
Right.
Just, you know, it's just old dude handing out candy, you know, but yeah.
I like it.
It was fun, though.
Yeah. And you had a bunch of kids?
Probably about 50.
It's not bad. Yeah, I think 50. For an average neighborhood these days.
Because our neighborhood doesn't have a lot of kids. It's a diverse age-wise neighborhood, but not a lot of kids. So,
yeah. Well, and a lot of kids now, they do the trunk or treat.
Sure.
But they do things via the church and all that in the parking lot. And you got fall festivals and all that going on, too. So anyway, this shutdown is really... it's the talk of the town. I mean, it's one of your top stories. Day 34... of the government shutdown, and I guess we're heading into record territory now, and we'll be heading into record territory before long, where temperatures are going to be dropping around the country. Ooh. And that's going to create some problems because as these temperatures drop, you've got some folks that get assistance heating their homes, paying for to help them with nearly 6 million.
Oh, my goodness.
Households depend on the $4.1 billion low-income home energy assistance program, with some states warning funding for the program is being delayed because of the federal government shutdown, now in its fifth week. Jacqueline Chapman, retired school aide, relies on a $630 monthly Social Security check to get by. Presents the real-world example of someone impacted by the shutdown on a pace to be the longest U.S. In U.S. history. She told a Boston station that she was already dealing with the loss of her food stamp, or SNAP, benefits when she learned the assistance she receives for heating her Philadelphia apartment may also be at risk. How do you survive on $630 from Social Security?
I don't know. How do you do that?
Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP, benefits the aid of some 42 million Americans and has also been delayed, although a federal judge in Rhode Island on Friday ordered the Trump administration to at least partially fund the program with money held in reserve. That's another interesting story where a judge can over the election process, who's running the nation, even bypass Congress and say, hey, you shall fund this this program. And Trump is. He goes, look, I'm going to have the lawyers look at this and make sure that there's a mechanism in which I can legally do this, and I'd be honored to do it. But again, here we have a judge that can just stand up and say, just do it.
Have we ever heard in our lives this many rulings by judges telling everybody else what to do? I mean, again, you say Congress, the president, you name it. I mean, it just seems a little out of hand.
Yeah, because it is.
Well, that
seems that way.
It does. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Or maybe some people just have a thin skin. Relating back to my earlier.
Yeah.
A Corchet.
Uh-huh.
All the med students know. Yeah, we know what you're talking about, Bob.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're smart.
Arizona judge resigns. You won't believe what happened. Well, maybe. I'll share it with you. Coming up next on News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Well, happy Monday. Here we are. Let's make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Day 34 of the shutdown. And it's saying something when Barack Obama won't give you his endorsement, even though I thought maybe in some ways they were kindred spirits. I'm talking about Zohran Mamdani.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Former President Barack Obama talked with the mayoral frontrunner by phone on Saturday, but withheld endorsing him after publicly backing even, widely ridiculed Mayor Bill de Blasio in 2013. He was even helping out with the Democrat gubernatorial candidate in New Jersey, Mikey Sherrill. So he was there, and then he talked to Mamdani, but never gave him the Obama blessing. Very, very interesting. Yeah, we'll see. President Obama doesn't endorse in local races. That's a longstanding rule post-presidency. Oh, post-presidency. He endorses in general election races for federal office and governors. His call to Zohran is a huge boost at a critical moment and a signal to New Yorkers. So, no. Now, his so-called endorsement rule is apparently pretty bendable. In fact, the 44th president has endorsed numerous candidates for mayor over the years, including de Blasio.
Interesting.
Yep. Let's see. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass, as well as her predecessor, Eric Garcetti. Former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Wait then. So you're saying that either Obama or his people are lying?
They don't want to be put in a position to have to endorse him because clearly he doesn't want to.
That is
an interesting thing. What does that tell you?
Yeah, when even Obama doesn't like the Muslim.
Yeah, when you're too socialist, too far left, where Obama doesn't want anything to do with you, that is saying something. Oh, bad behavior.
Uh-oh.
What is the penalty going to be? An Arizona Superior Court judge. So
yes,
you're a judge.
Yes.
Who are you to judge me?
Superior?
And then, yes, you are superior. And yet you get busted urinating in public just steps from the courthouse.
What?
Yep. Prescott police responded around 1:30 a.m. on October 4th after witnesses reported somebody relieving themselves near Montezuma and Gurley Street.
What street?
Montezuma and Gurley Street.
Like, don't be a girly man kind of girly? Is that?
Sounds like it.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. You're thinking, that dirty old judge, what's wrong with him?
Well,
right?
Maybe he's an old dude. He, you know, couldn't quite, you know.
When the prostate acting up.
Yeah.
Bladder.
When you got to go, you got to go.
Okay, no, that's not the case at all.
Oh.
In fact, it's a female judge.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Female judge urinating in public even takes on a...
Mm-hmm.
A grosser kind of, not that it necessarily should, but it just does. Okay?
Mm.
Body cam video obtained by Fox appears to show the Yavapai County Superior Court Judge Pro Tem Christine Schaaf Olson pulling up her pants before quickly sitting on a bench. This is disgusting, the responding officer says as he approaches Schaaf Olson, right? The video also showed her struggling to spell her own name.
Oh, my.
As the officer attempts to identify her. So clearly she's probably been imbibing just a tad.
A tad, yeah.
Moments later, her husband, Jason Olson, who serves as the Parks and Recreation Manager for the town of Chino Valley, approaches the scene and tries to pull his wife away from the office.
Okay, that'll go over well.
Yeah, no, they don't like that.
No.
And they repeatedly asked him to step back, and he wasn't listening.
Uh-oh.
When asked why she was being questioned, the officer replied, "Because I just saw her puking and urinating, exposing herself to several people."
That's a good reason.
He says, no, that wasn't her. Schaaf Olson's husband,
wow.
Jason Olson, yeah, he's trying to pull them apart, and he continues to resist police commands, and the officer ends up tossing him on the ground.
Wow.
Get your blank on the blanking ground, dude. I'm not doing anything, he says. 5:15, we're fighting. Officer can be heard saying to several officers working to restrain and handcuff Jason Olson. Yep, she was the judge cited for urinating or defecating in public, a misdemeanor offense. The video shows her identifying herself as a judge, saying, that's fine. I want to let you know my name is Judge Kirsten Olson. She also seemed to be struggling to sign the citation.
Hmm.
Yeah, he kept the officer to say, no, right here on the screen. You know how you have to.
Right.
Yeah, right here on the screen.
Wow.
Yeah, and her husband was cited for resisting arrest, interfering with a crime scene investigation. She, less than a month later, stepped down.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Might run into those officers again, you know?
Not feeling quite so superior as
no.
She did. And now maybe judging a few less people. Yes. All right. Happy Monday. We're going to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.